Let's fix what we can. For example, a wage strike. We finally do have our guest online. Dr. Miriam Altman is the Director of Altman Advisory and Commissioner of the National Planning Commission. She's talking to us about the NUMSA strike that has finally come to an end. Before the news, I played you a little bit of a clip from Irvin Jim of NUMSA, giving us a perspective about how they feel about the settlement. Let's hear from Dr. Altman how the different players play out and if, of course, the grass underneath the two elephants that we're fighting, our economy.
It's The Lead with Refilwe Mulato.
Only on Cape Talk.
12 minutes past 7. Dr. Altman, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Won't you help us understand a little bit about the dynamics between these two players, NUMSA, SAFER, sort of standing off with respect to this wage increase? Where have we settled at this point?
Well, as we know, they settled at about 6%, more or less, annually, which they were kind of at a while ago. I think the context is, it's 6% a year times 3 years, with a little bit less for some of the higher grades, but that's pretty much what it is. And it was a three-week strike, as we know, 100 million lost wages, 100 million rand in lost wages. The context for that is really that, it's understandable that NUMSA is driving towards what they call a living wage and in a context of very high working poverty. So it is the right driving force for most working people. Having said that, there's this idea that the steel industry is doing so well and the metals industry is doing so well, and yet it's not at all. Maybe they had some of the majors like AMSA, ArcelorMittal, had one good year, but that's after many years of very deep losses, rising energy costs, rising input costs, competition from China, just a weak economy. So I'm not sure what they were after, but I think the potential for job loss is very high.
This seems to be the outcome after we get a settlement that the unions are happy with. I just want to be very clear, sorry, Dr. Altman, before we move into the industry itself, on the 6% wage increase, this was always on the table. So I don't want to leave it at more or less 6%, because as I understand it, the point of contention was making sure that it wasn't an increase on the minimum wage, but on sort of what people are currently earning. So have they managed to successfully get that? Because normally what happens is if and when a union does get what it wants, is that quietly in the months that follow, we just see retrenchments.
Well, I'm not sure that I would depict it always like that. The first thing is that it wasn't always 6%. It was initially 4%, and the union was, initially they were aiming for 15,
right?
But then they were aiming for 8, and then 6% was offered, and more what tends to happen. And yes, one can argue they made a few gains in relation to that point you're making about a minimum versus what the wages are currently. But I think to some extent we're splitting hairs there. I'm not sure that there is always retrenchments after a union wins what it wants. And I'm not sure that NUMSA did win what it wanted. I think what happened is that I don't know why they settled now, but they may have come to a point of realizing that the company would be against the wall. But it is not always the case. I mean, it is the right thing. That's why you have a trade union. They're representing workers' interests, and they should be fighting the good fight to get wages and conditions improved. That's what they do. The problem is we're in a terrible economy, and an economy particularly that has been tough for steel.
So let's take it back there. I was just going to bring us back to where I brought us from, where you were, which is about the sector itself. 600 million rand seems to have been lost in the engineering sector, steel and engineering sector output, and ultimately it looks like 300 million rand in wages actually ultimately lost. Which areas was that throughput going to? Is that our vehicle manufacture, export, other areas of industry?
Well, yeah, and then also into construction. And as you know, public infrastructure in particular has not progressed as it was meant to. That's something that I'm working on right now, is the National Infrastructure Plan. And hopefully it progresses better going forward. But the reality is that demand for steel has been low. The South African steel industry also faces the problem of Chinese, what appears to be the dumping of Chinese steel. And, you know, and not very effective border controls. So, so the steel industry has really been struggling for quite a few years. And there's sort of been 1 year of profitability. And I think one leaps on that, but you have to remember that it's after many years of major losses.
Where to from here? I mean, how does this impact GDP, do you think? Has there been a measure as yet as to how much it may impact our output for the coming quarter?
Well, I'm not sure that this particular strike is going to bring GDP down dramatically. The industry, you know, it's pretty significant, but it's maybe 1.5% of GDP. And like I said, it hasn't been going that well anyway. The critical thing for GDP is that, you know, number one, we've obviously got to get the economy going, and particularly some of the areas that demand steel, like construction, need to get moving and are within our power to do. But, you know, one would want to see more co-determination between unions and business than we see in South Africa. There's just such a great extent of political positioning and of divisiveness with both parties to blame. But we're not going to get anywhere as a country carrying on in this way. We need a lot more work together, not just around a vision around long-term wages and conditions, but also around shop floor productivity and that kind of thing. The kind of arrangements you have found in Germany for many years would be something that one was trying to do. And I was involved in that kind of work, 20 or 30 years ago, but you just don't see a lot of it anymore. And that's very sad. That's what needs to happen to get the economy more dynamic.
Yeah.
And less of long-term strike action that probably, you know, it certainly didn't help the industry. And I'm not sure how much it helped the workers.
Certainly. The German business labor union partnership has been a great example for many years. And yeah, unfortunately, the conditions of having to find a long-term solution in South Africa have been as long a problem with perennially declining labor productivity. Dr. Miriam Altman, thank you so much for your perspective on this. Dr. Miriam Altman is Director of Altman Advisory and Commissioner at the National Planning Commission.